The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your Daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Sunday, August 2nd. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single game tickets are on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Excitement was high at training camp today as rookie linebacker Brian Cushing made his debut. He spoke with the media after morning practice.
You know, it's tough to come back on the first day when it has already, but, you know, it's football. And, you know, I only get better from here on out.
Brian, can you talk about the last couple of days, just not being here with you guys? I know it probably drove you nuts.
It drives me crazy. You know, it's stressful. It's just, you know, it's part of the business, I guess. You know, get the deal all worked out and everything. It's stressful. And, you know, you just want to be back here out in the field, getting better, getting ready for the season. But, you know, I'm here now, and that's what's important.
What were you thinking about when you were out there working out?
You know, hopefully just having my phone ring as soon as possible to get back on a plane and get back to Houston. You know, that's what I was thinking right now.
Tell us a story about how you reported to the
rookie. You know, I came back. You know, I was expecting to be able to work out, and, you know, I guess because of legal issues and, you know, the team being, you know, I'm not under contract, I can't really work out, you know, due to liability if I got hurt here.
What did they tell you?
You know, just appreciate me being here, but I really can't right now because of, you know, legal issues.
Brian, I know you were here during mini camp, and after you got a feel for what happens here with the Texans organization, what do you think you're going to bring to the defense?
You know, I think, you know, I'll bring a hard-working attitude. You know, I'm the kind of guy that comes in day in, day out, and, you know, goes as hard as I possibly can. You know, I'm here to work, and I'm here to, you know, improve this defense and the team.
What was D'Amico telling you today?
You know, just telling me to get through it. You know, he was there as a rookie. You know, he's an all-pro linebacker. He just helped me out, and, you know, we're getting through it day by day.
How much are you going to lean on him and, you know, Cato June,
right,
who's out there too, guys that have been around for
a while? Yeah, you know, it's important. You know, get the advice from the guys that have been there before. That's what you have to do. You know, especially as a rookie coming in, you know, I'm lucky enough to have those kind of guys behind me or around me to, you know, guide me through in order to get through camp.
Being familiar with some things, being here for mini camp, OTA, how has that helped you, like, jumping into
it? Oh, it has. You know, I'm not completely new to everything, you know. I've played all the defenses before, you know, it's just a matter of coming out and executing them again.
The expectations on you coming in, it goes with being the top pick, how do you think adapted to that?
That's something you have to expect. You know, I'm coming in, I know my role, I know what I'm expected to do, and, you know, at the same time, I have those self-expectations for myself.
Ryan, was it frustrating missing 2 days?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, anytime your team's here and you're not there, you know, that's a feeling you don't want to have. You want to be here every possible second you can be. You know, but I'm here now, and that's what's important. We got a lot more camp left.
On your debut day, thousands of fans sitting out here, what was that like?
It's good. You know, I wasn't expecting all that, but, you know, I mean, open practice, glad we can get back to the fans.
And here are Coach Kubiak's thoughts on Brian Cushing joining the team on their third day at training camp.
I told Johnny to kind of give him about half of the reps that he would normally get, so Johnny held to that. I called him a couple of times trying to cheat him in there, but no, he looked good. I think his condition level is good. So, you know, we'll go back and look at film, but it's good to have them all out here.
So many expectations for a top pick, you know, being a rookie. How do you control his emotions early and can't try to do too much?
You know, with this young man, I think he's fine. I mean, this kid just loves the game. He's all about studying and football and taking care of himself. And you know, I think he'll be fine. He's one of those guys that, to me, he'll be a pro very quickly. And he showed that during the offseason.
You know he loves to hit. You're going to let him get his own teammate?
Well, I told the guys after practice today, we had some great hits out here today that we're going to all love on Sunday when we're playing somebody else. But we got to make sure we're protecting each other, too, so we got to be smart.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,